territory of Roman Prokopovich Rudin. Roman Prokopovich Rudin is one of the most important writers in the Khanty literature. Ours P. Rudin made his debut collection of poems in the Khanty language, Lilan Ink, Living Water, in 1963, after participating in the first All-Russian Conference of Writers of the Peoples of the North. From 1963 to 2016, R. Rudin determined the path of development of Khanty literature. R. Rudin created his works in the Khanty language. Later poems and prose of the writer were translated by professional translators into Russian, but the writer's work has not lost its identity. Translations were performed by talented writers and translators. The works of the Khanty writer are widely known outside Russia. Some works of the Khanty writer have been translated into Finnish, Estonian, French, Italian, Hungarian, Dutch, Czech, Spanish, Polish and English. The unconditional merit of R. Rudin is that as a public figure, the writer did not renounce his calling. On the contrary, this circumstance contributed to the author's appeal to journalism and philosophical arguments embodied in poetry. It is impossible not to evaluate the author's experiments in the field of the genre. R. Rudin was one of the first to turn to the creation of works in various genres. Previously absent in the Khanty literature, the writer is one of the first in the Khanty literature to turn to the development of the genre of ballads, melodies, prayers, elegies and poetic signs. However, Rudin showed his talent not only in poetry but also in prose. The merit of the writer is that R. Rudin was one of the first Khanty writers who turned to the animalistic genre. Rudin's novel Lang, created in 1986, has caused positive responses of researchers of creativity of the writer. The writer's appeal to folk genres opens a new milestone in the development of R. Rudin's creativity. Rich Khanty folklore was literary processed by R. Rudin and embodied in the genres, fairy tales, legends and myths. The topics of dissertation research also testify to the relevance of the problems raised by R. Rudin in his works and the unflagging interest in the work of the author Khanty. Dissertation about the work of the Roman Rudin French researcher Karen Pyo Green. Analysis of the creative heritage of P. Rudin lit in context with other Khanty and Samoyed writers in the doctoral thesis of N. Symbolist & Co., a literary reflection of historical destinies of the indigenous peoples of northwest Siberia. The Nenets and Khanty literatures. Symbolist & Co. made a significant contribution to the study of creativity Khanty poet and novelist R. P. Rudin. The researcher identified the main genre dominance of the writer, highlighting the special role of myth in the legacy of the writer. Rogova paid considerable attention to the study of creativity Rudin. The researcher has developed a manual for the teacher, The Study of Creativity Rudin in School. The researcher examines in detail the multifaceted creativity of the writer and poet, comprehends the genre originality of Rudin's poetry. Evaluates the poet's contribution to the development of Khanty literature. In the named man, Rogova also studied the peculiarities of R. Rudin's poetics through the connections of his work with the artistic systems of other cultures. Rogova, in collaboration with M.A. Rachinskaya in 2009, published a textbook for educational institutions, Khanty Literature, 5-9 class, to include in the publication an overview of creativity of Rudin. The theme of patriotism is central to the lyrics of R. Rudin throughout the creative path of the poet. The image of the motherland is conceptualized in the poet's creative heritage. The love of the lyrical hero to the father's edge has no borders. In many poems of the author, the admiration and awe of the hero to a separate detail is traced. Through admiring a separate detail, the poet outlines the scale of the image of the northern land. It is endless. Like EDA and Canty prose, the image of the small motherland in Rudin's poetry expands to the scale of our vast Russia. The feeling of love of the lyric hero to the native land, the poet expressed in an open declaration of love, not the poem. Rudin's poem, In Eternal Duty, vividly reflects the poet's love and longing for his native land through a separate architectural detail of the urban space. The tower of the house, compared by the poet with a tall cedar, Rudin plunges into memories of his countrymen, the nature of his native village. The looped composition of the poem indicates to the reader an important circumstance for the poet. The accompanying motive of poems about the motherland is conscience, jilt of the lyrical hero. Through the lips of the lyrical hero, the poet regrets his inaction and indifference to the fate of his native land, environmental problems of the Yamal North. Found their embodiment in the works of the writer. R. Rudin pays considerable attention to the problems of ecology not only in poetic works, but also in prose. Ecological problems become the accompanying motive of the majority of prose works. The theme of the ruin and destruction of his native land became a bleeding wound in the works of the poet. It is impossible to ignore the few, but deeply emotional, tragic poems of the poet about the fate of his native land. The poems of this subject are united by conciseness and brevity of form. Emotional load increases the saturation of interrogative and exclamation sentences, dots. The feeling of pain of the poet about the fate of his native land resulted in an emotionally piercing poem by the author, My Land, You Wither in the Eyes. The poem begins with the poet's appeal to his native land. The poet is deeply concerned about the fate of the circumpolar region dear to his heart. Rudin deepened the image of the motherland, turning to the spiritual heritage of the Khanty people, embodying it in the genre of poetic signs. Roman Rudin's signs reflect the national worldview and attitude of the Khanty people. Pagan worldview, animistic ideas and totemistic beliefs embodied by R. Rudin in the poetic word, identifies the works of the Khanty poet and become part of the poet's idiostyle. In the cycle of poetry will take the author harmoniously inscribed customs, beliefs, ancient laws and covenants of ancestors. Rudin has developed a wonderful cycle of poetic signs, telling about the laws of morality of the Khanty people, disappearing into oblivion. The memory of the artist recreates the word, orders and covenants of his father, mother's advice. The image of the traditional Khanty family is present in many works of the poet. With gratitude and love, the poet remembers his parents and ancestors. Rudin addresses to creation of an image of the father and mother, dedicating to each separate poem. The image of the father is filled with words of immense gratitude and love. The elements of pedagogy found its reflection not only in poetry but also prose writers' legacy. The theme of childhood is represented in the works of the poet, bright, joyful and carefree memories. The name of Roman Prokopovich Rudin is one of the most important in the history of Khanty literature. The writer made an invaluable contribution to the development of Khanty literature, namely poetry. His elegies, ballads, prayers, signs not only enriched the Khanty literature in the field of genre, but also brought new to poetics. The work, Regina, is a value for the whole of the Khanty people. The author's works are a kind of written monuments, which became the embodiment of the worldview of the Khanty people in the artistic poetic word. Deep knowledge of the Khanty language allowed R.P. Rugina create a significant amount of poetry and prose in her native language. Translations of the writer's works expanded the readership of R. Rudin introduced the inhabitants of other countries and continents to the small people of the Khanty.